Hear that? Sign me, I'm great. Here's the thing. If you find an A&R that is actually interested in you, build that relationship, follow their work, attend events that they're going to, build some type of authentic relationship, give them a legit reason to remember you as a person and as an artist. You know, the one thing that people always say about me, man, they're always like, you know what, DJ BJ, you always just keep it real, bro. You're always just so down to earth, man. That's what record labels are looking for. They're not looking for you to be all Hollywood and act like some of those people that you're trying to mimic off of Instagram and Facebook and TV. They don't want you to be rude. They want you to be standoffish. They want you to be a good person. Because good people make good business, right? Make the business side professional. And here's another thing, folks. You've got to have your stuff together. All right, if DJ BJ Clark tells you this, have an EPK, have a professional photo, artist bio, streaming and social stats, contact information, and make sure it's at least your cell phone number. All right, also performance footage. Oh my gosh, make sure you have good performance footage. All right. Don't get on stage rapping on top of your CD. You know how many artists that could be great and get signed right away if they would stop rapping on top of their actual CD and actually rap to TV tracks or an instrumental? You know how when record labels see that right away, they're like, he does not know the business. He's just up there karaokeing along with his song. I'm telling you, that's the biggest turnoff from DJs to record labels to blogs. Anyone that sees you rapping on top of your song, they're going to be like, yeah, seeing it, he's not ready. All right, make sure you guys have press coverage too. Press coverage, radio information, links that actually go somewhere that show that you're ready. Also, guys, know who owns the masters and the publishing of your music. And make sure collaborations are simple. Make sure all your splits are clear. The business side of things really do matter, bro. See, here's the thing. They don't want you to be I tell these people all the time. If you're going to make a song, and you found the beat on YouTube, or you found it on SoundClick or SoundLink or wherever, buy that beat from that producer. Buy it from them. Don't lease it from them. Buy it from them. Because you need that to be yours forever. All right? And don't get me started about copyright. All right? We got to get you guys knowing how to copyright your songs correctly. Anyways, I got a song I'm about to play real quick. I'll be back. Y'all know I can sit here and talk to y'all all day long. But here's DJ Mike Orlando, DJ Mick. Now, here's the thing. I'm excited for this song, first and foremost. I had a great conversation with DJ Mike Orlando when I was getting my oil changed at the lunch break. All right, we talked for about 10, 20 minutes, bro. And I love it how he puts his heart, mind, body, and soul into his music. And that's the thing. He doesn't just make music. He makes art, masterpieces. You know, DJ Mike Orlando, DJ Mick, he told me that this specific song, I think he said it was 7 months or 7 years. I can't remember. I remember the number seven, okay? But he was like, DJ BJ, you've got to play this one on the show. I want to see your real reaction on the show. And you know what, DJ Mike Orlando, I'm going to give you a real reaction with the real review. All right. The name of the song is called Something in the Hall by DJ Mike Orlando. on 104.5 WRFU. Mike Orlando, dude, that was incredible. Okay, I'm putting a star that in itself. I said I'm putting a star on it, baby. No, it was extremely good, bro. Great song. Definitely going to be playing that a lot during Halloween. That right there is a Halloween hit, dude. That's a Halloween hit. I'm putting a star on it. I'm making a mental note and a physical note to make sure that I play that throughout October, which is next month. I'm excited, dude. As a matter of fact, I got a couple of weddings in October. I'm playing that during the wedding, okay? That right there is going to be a crowd pleaser. How y'all doing, man? It's your boy, DJ BJ Clark. And we're getting ready for this top 10, all right? I'm dropping the top 10 sometime tonight. And we got names on this list that go pretty deep here at 104.5. One of our fan faves, well, big shout out to Mia May. Mia May, what's up, Mia? Mia May's actually behind the scenes with us. We got a lot, so many songs. I had so many songs, so many stars, you know. And that's what I try to tell folks. Just because you didn't make this month's top 10 does not mean that you may not make next month's top 10, okay? Now, I was talking to collegeradiodirectory.com, and they were like, you know what we should do, DJ BJ? I said, what should we do, man? We should kind of have it like a knockout. You know, knockout? You remember? Y'all remember playing knockout when we were playing kids on the b-ball? We was playing basketball, right? And you try to shoot it, try to knock that guy out. I feel like we should start a little knockout on this, but I mean, we got names as strong like Zay Money. We got names like Young Bam 100, Jaya Zane. We got Jaya. We got Dunamis Power. We got Monet. You know what I'm talking about? We got some big, big names on this list, dude. And it was really hard to narrow it down to 10. That's why I always told Danny Sky over at College Radio Directory, I said, dude, why 10? Why should we stop at 10? Can we do like a top 20? But I get it. But there can only be one. There can only be one. And that number one spot will receive cash, well, in form of cash. We're actually paying out by Cash App or Venmo. You got to have a Cash App or a Venmo, and we'll send you the money. As soon as we make that announcement, obviously, see, here's the thing, there's some criterias. I'll get to the criterias, okay? But there are some rules to it. You cannot, to win the money, you can't make the song with AI. It can't be generated by AI. It's got to be all original. You got to be original all the way through. But that does not mean that you can't make the top 10 with AI or AI music, okay? That's not what we're saying here, folks. What we're saying is to in order to win the cash prize, you can't have an AI generated song. That's weird. Isn't that weird? If I gave away a money to AI? All right. Anyways, I want to teach you this formula. It's a formula I want to teach independent artists on how you guys can actually get a record label's attention. All right? It's a simple formula. Great song. Radio support. Streaming growth. Social engagement. What does that mean? Social media engagement. Live audience. Live appearances on stage. Don't forget to record yourself when you're performing on stage. Have your mom, girlfriend, grandpa, whoever's there watching you, supporting you. Make sure they're filming this stuff. Because this is stuff record labels want to see. Press. Okay, how many years ago have I been telling y'all? Reach out to your local newspaper. Reach out to your local television stations. Get some press behind you. Industry relationships. Build relationships with industry personnel like radio DJs, producers, A&Rs, folks like that. All right? Labels will come to you if you get that momentum going, but you have to have measurable momentum. You can't just say, you know, I'm hot. I'm the hot next best thing. I got 30,000 streams on Spotify. They're not going to believe that, guys. You have to be able to show consistency. One viral video isn't necessarily a career. You know how many people we've seen flop off of a viral video? An artist who releases a strong music consistently grows an audience, performs regularly, and improves. They improve their performances, they improve their numbers over 6 to 12 months, demonstrating that they're valuable to labels. I mean, I hate to say it, you want to be an asset, not a liability. They're taking a chance on you, man. But here's the thing, don't chase the record label first. I want you guys to build something that's worth chasing, okay? Man, I feel like I could sit here and talk to you guys all day, and I can, but I'm not going to, not today anyways. Here's Fox and Bones with Are We Still Having Fun on 104.5.
Are we still having fun? Everybody kind of looks down lately. Are we still falling in love? Gotta be something worth chasing.
Coming home with the street lights, sneaking out after dark. On the wrong side of midnight to figure out who we are. There was a time I could taste it. I had stars in my eyes. Didn't care if I made it, just along for the ride.
And Bones. Are we still having fun? My apologies for coughing in the mic, y'all. You know what? I'm gonna shake it. Me and May. Let's go. You're listening to DJ BJ Clark. Clark.
body. All my ladies getting rowdy. Keep up, yeah, we can party. Keep it hot, keep it saucy. Get up, keep it moving. 1, 2, 3. Feel the music, feel the beat. Super fly, super clean. All the guys looking at me. Just shake it, just shake it. Go DJ, just play it. Just shake it, just shake it. With me, let me see you work to the beat. We can party, me and my God, it started. You drive me crazy by the way you're moving. So exhilarated, yeah, you know what you're doing. Yeah. Take your worries to the floor, let the music take control. Baby, just go with the flow. We can rock and we can roll. Just shake it, just shake it. Just play it, just shake it, just shake it, your friends and I'll get mine. Baby, get loose, don't be so shy. I like your style, like your vibe. Just shake it, just shake it. Go DJ, just play it. Just shake it, just shake it.
Sierra, okay? I'm telling you, man. Great little throwback right here, 104.5. Don't worry, we're going to keep the good music going, y'all. Hoo-wee. Who's been keeping up with that Tupac murder case going on? Looks like they came up with their verdict today. And, yeah. I won't spill the beans for some of you guys out there. I'll give you an update here in a second, folks. I want to play a couple more songs before we do call it a night here at 104.5. I appreciate that, Mia May. Mia May says, great transition. That, I mean, you know, that's how DJs do. You hear a song, it reminds you of another song. You know, you're like, oh, shoot, if I played that back-to-back, that actually would work with the BPMs, right? And the beat line, the bass line's nice. Let's just match the bass line on that. You know what I mean? That's a DJ thing, right, Mia May? I think we're speaking the same language. You know what I'm saying? Okay, anywho, where are we at here on the After Work Drive Show? I want to say thank you first and foremost to everybody that has listened to the After Work Drive Show. I hope the thing that we learned today was how can we represent ourselves to record labels as a professional. Now, we should not cold submit to record labels. I mean, they're just not going to pay attention to you. You know how many people literally send stuff to record labels on a day? More than they probably do radio stations. And I'm telling you guys, I'm overwhelmed with all of the unsolicited material coming to 104.5. But hey, it comes with the job. But make sure you guys, typically make sure you have a manager, an agent, a producer, or a radio DJ or someone in the music industry that's a professional putting something together for you. All right, I got read this. I'm trying to help a friend. You know, what really got me on this topic was somebody asked me, like, "Hey, DJ BJ, what can I do to get attention from a record label?" I said, well, asking me is the first good step. You got to have somebody in the industry. And having a radio DJ write you a letter of recommendation would be huge. All right? I would call it's actually called Radio Support and Recommendation Letter. That's what it's called. That letter, it explains how I discovered you as an artist, how long I have been supporting you here at 104.5. What songs we have played on our daily rotation here at 104.5. Also, listeners' response, how many calls we get. C-Mac just asked me. He said, DJ, BJ, how many people call about my song? You know, so actually people call about Shooting Stars. They really, truly do. I'm telling you. I can name the guy. He goes by A+. He called me before. He's like, DJ BJ, what was the name of that last song? I said, wait, how'd it go? And he would be like, something about the clouds and something about, you know. I'm like, oh, that's C-Mac with Shooting Stars, bro. He's like, man, that song was ill. So people do call in, man. But make sure when you are presenting yourself to record labels, you have a letter of recommendation. Like I said, the letter explains how they discovered you, and if it's coming from a radio station, we usually let them know, like, your chart performance, the interviews, if you've had an interview on 104.5, features, you know, things like that, you know. And also numbers matter when it comes to record labels. It does. Not just streaming on the internet. They're looking for numbers on radio spins, things like that. Make sure you reach out. Now, here's the thing. Reaching out to a current A&R exec, find a scout. All right? These are hard things to do, by the way, but you can get lucky. All right, if you don't know DJ BJ and he won't write you a letter of recommendation, you know, you can do some research. But here's the thing, don't pay attention to, like, trying to get a record label to sign you. Try to be so good that they can't ignore you, first and foremost. Anyways, I'm going to get back to the music real quick. That was that last song we played, that was Mia May. On 104.5, and we will be dropping our top 10. You know what, guys? I got a call tonight. This is it. I'm going to call tonight. Let's see who's on the live with us real quick, and we're going to end this show with, oh, I know who we're going to end it with. This young lady, oh, man, it was very powerful to see on social media, all right? She goes by the name of Monette. And I don't know if I'm going to say her last name correctly, but it's Bagnerus. And she's got this song that I fell in love with a while back, all right? And it's called Talking About Love, right? But I believe she got to sing a little something on in front of, was it Diana Ross? I know she went to a concert, and she got to sing in front of a legend like Diana Ross. It was Diana Ross. Please tell me it was Diana Ross. It had to be. Diana Ross. Somebody said it right for me. I appreciate it, man. All right. She said Diana Ross. So, yeah, you guys got to check it out. Matter of fact, after the show here tonight, I'm going to share it on my story on my Instagram so you guys can see what I'm talking about. I mean, this, I already told y'all the young lady can sing. I knew she could sing when I first was touched by the song. The song touched my heart, okay? She knows that. She knows. She's great. Anyways, I'm going to sing along to the song. I'm going to hang out for a minute. I got my band coming in. My band's about to be here. So we got some new stuff coming up with the band. But until then, I want you guys to be positive, stay positive. I may stay on. I may stay on with you, DJ Mike Orlando. I may hang out for a minute, but give me a second. I want y'all to hear this song. Hey, I'm talking about the top 10. We're talking about the top 10. And, you know, Monette, talking about love, you may find yourself on the top 10 tonight. You're listening to DJ BJ Clark on 104.5.
Tumbling down, the barriers cannot be found, 'cause you